This is Rhema for today.
Now, I said, Father, I expect to speak with tongues. You know, if I go down here and buy a pair of shoes, I'm not going to buy a pair of shoes without any tongues in them. I didn't go down there to buy tongues. I went out there to buy shoes, but I'm not going to accept them without tongues. I mean, because men's shoes, they have tongues in them, don't they? Huh? And if they'd cut the tongues out, I wouldn't buy them, would you? I don't care if they are expensive shoes. I don't care if it's a $100, $150 pair of alligators and they've cut the tongues out of them. I'm not going to take them, are you? Would you?
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, the Holy Spirit series, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
But you know, about the time that we get there and think, isn't that about right? About time we think, boy, I'm just about, I'm about perfect here. You know, boy, I'm doing pretty good here. I've got the flesh well under control. And, you know, well, something will crop up and you'll find out you're not near as sanctified as you thought you were. You've still got the flesh to contend with, and you'll find out the sanctification is really a progressive something. And that you're going to have to learn to keep the body under. And just because you kept the body under yesterday is no sign that it's going to be under today. Paul said this, I keep my body under. 1 Corinthians 9:27, I bring it into subjection. Well, now what he meant, I is the inward man. The man lives on the inside. Now, so let my flesh dominate me. I dominate my flesh. Praise God. Praise God. That's exactly what he said. Well, that's another subject. I'll not get into it, but yet these side thoughts sometimes help us, don't they? Now then, carnal Christians, as I said, can be filled with the Spirit, and they need to be filled with the Spirit more than anybody. Now, you know, I can understand folks from the denominational standpoints many times about the Holy Spirit, one thing or another. You know, when I was filled with the Spirit, of course, I saw what the Bible said. And I believe that. And that's what astounds me is that so many people, I mean, even Christian workers and preachers a lot of times, have such a little confidence in what the Bible says. But as I looked at God's Word, you can think what you want to about it, but I examined it closely. And I saw in the Acts of the Apostles that when they were filled with the Holy Spirit, that they spoke with tongues. And so somebody said, well, should we seek tongues? Well, I didn't seek tongues, but expected to speak with tongues. So I just said to the Lord in prayer, I went down to the full gospel pastor's house and said, I came down here to get the Holy Ghost. I saw it, said it's a gift. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promises unto you and to your children, all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And so, he said, wait and seek for it tonight in church. And I said, well, it won't take me very long to receive. And he saw the sincerity and earnestness of my heart. So he said, well, come on in then. So I knelt by a large chair in the living room. I didn't pay any. I don't know what they said. The pastor and the evangelist were there. I don't know what. I could hear the sound of their voice, but I just ought to shut my ears. I don't know one word they said. They didn't tell me to do it. But I remember when I got healed, I lifted my hands. And so I just put my hands up and said, dear Father God, I came down here to receive the Holy Ghost. And then I told him what the Bible said, the promise is unto you. I quoted to God. See, God said one time over in Isaiah 43rd chapter, 25th, 26th verse, said, put me in remembrance. What does he mean? Well, remind him of his promises. And so I reminded him what Acts 2:39 said, and Acts 2:38 says, and then I reminded him that I received salvation by faith. And I reminded him that I received healing by faith. And so I said, now I receive the Holy Ghost. I receive the Holy Ghost. I know I'm saved, know I'm a Christian, know I'm a preacher. Now I receive the Holy Ghost. Now I want to thank you because I have the Holy Ghost now. Praise God, I'm now filled with the Holy Ghost. I just said that just about as dead and as dull as I'm saying. I never felt a thing. Now I said, Father, I expect to speak with tongues. You know, if I go down here and buy a pair of shoes, I'm not going to buy a pair of shoes without any tongues in them. I didn't go down there to buy tongues. I went out there to buy shoes, but I'm not going to accept them without tongues. I mean, because men's shoes, they have tongues in them, don't they? Huh? And if they'd cut the tongues out, I wouldn't buy them, would you? I don't care if they are expensive shoes. I don't care if it's a $100, $150 pair of alligators and they've cut the tongues out of them. I'm not going to take them, are you? Would you? Are you listening to me? Well, somebody said you can have them without, with or without. Some folks said, well, you can have this Holy Ghost with or without tongues. Well, who said you could? I mean, where did you get that information? They didn't in Acts. Amen. I mean, if I look right over here at this fellow this morning, and I can see he's took a pair of scissors and cut the tongues out of his shoes, I'd think something's wrong with him. And they wouldn't be. When these folks that came to got the Holy Ghost without tongues, I tell you, I think something wrong with them. And it would be. No, I wasn't seeking tongues, and I'm not seeking tongues, but I don't want the Holy Ghost without the tongues. Because I can't have him. I mean in the fullness. I mean know him. And so I said, now I've received. Praise God, because see, you have to receive by faith. Now I've received the Holy Ghost. Thank God I'm full of the Holy Ghost. And now, Father, I said, I expect to speak with tongues. Because they spoke with tongues on the day of Pentecost when they received. And right on down through the Acts, I quoted it to it. All the evidence is on that side. And I'm just not going to be satisfied until I do. So I want to thank you for the speaking with tongues. Praise God, the Holy Spirit will give me utterance. And I'll speak it, and I'll thank you for it. Hallelujah, I said to the Lord. Hallelujah. I never felt so dry and dead in my life. I don't know. I guess having a Baptist background, just believing the Bible, made me that way. But I never have had much patience with these folks that said, well, I don't feel right. What's that got to do with it? What if somebody gave you a check for $1 million? Cashier's check. No. I just feel like there's something wrong here. No, it'll never work. I just feel like it won't. I don't got a thing in the world to do with it. It's what's on the paper that counts. Are you listening to me? And then again, I've heard people, somebody say, well, how are you feeling this morning, Brother Jones? Oh, I said, I feel like a million. I knew it didn't have a dime. I tell you, I'd rather have a million any time than just feel like I had one, hadn't you? Are you listening to me? Where in the world did you ever read the Bible where it said, we walk by feeling? You never did read that. You did read where it said, we walk by faith and not by sight. What does it mean, we walk by faith? It means we walk by faith in what God said. I always just thought if God said it, it's so. In fact, I can show you. I got my books and all here, so they're not unpacked, some of them yet, but because I haven't found a place to put them yet. I've got every Bible I ever had way back under. See, in the beginning of my experience, I wrote in red ink the fly leaf of my Bible. The Bible says it, I believe it, and that settles it. Now, that's the end of it, period. You know, no use discussing it any further. That's it. The Bible said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Praise God. So I never felt a thing. Never felt more dry or dead in my life. But I said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, what am I saying hallelujah for? Well, I'm thanking God for the Holy Ghost, and I'm thanking God for the utterance that He gives, the Holy Ghost gives. I said, yeah, but you don't have it. Yeah, but I believe in hell. Praise the Lord. And He said, if you believe you've got it, you'll get it. Whatever you receive from God. And so I said, hallelujah, oh, I don't know, 8 or 10 times. And I know everybody's got their own experience. I mean, there's certain Bible evidences we should have, but right on the other hand, I mean the individual. But it just felt like somebody built fire on the inside of me, in here. And that fire just blazed up like a bonfire, you know. And it got up my throat. Well, I didn't know what to expect, and I didn't know. I just said to the Lord, Lord, if that fire doesn't stop, that burning don't stop, I'm going to have to quit. I was saying hallelujah, see. And then it seemed in this fire that these words were just boiling up, you know, strange words. And it seemed like I'd know what they were if I'd speak them. So I just started speaking them out. And I talked with tongues an hour and a half. Oh, I could have quit, but didn't want to. I wanted to talk, so kept talking. Sang 3 songs in tongues. Praise the Lord. Well, now, you know, I was tempted just like everyone else. You see, this experience wasn't like I listened to these Pentecostal people testify. Well, I had certain things built up in my mind. I was always a conservative person. Still am to some extent. You think I'm quiet now? You should have seen me in days gone by. Well, when I was in high school, third year of high school, I lived with my grandparents, you see. No, second year in high school, because third year I was safe. And so I had a teacher, Miss Bessie Mae Hamilton, taught me English in grade school. And so by the time I'd got to high school, well, she had continued her studies in the summertime, and now she is teaching Latin in high school. She is my Latin teacher. So Grandpa was talking at the table one night, supper table. He said, you know, saw Miss Bessie Mae today. I said, well, how's Kenneth doing? She said, Mr. Drake said he's just like he always was. Said if you wait on him to say anything, you'd never know he's there. Well, I said he could skip the class and we'd never know he wasn't there. Now, you got to be awful quiet to do that. Well, now, see, that's before I got saved. So that put an idea in my mind. So that very next day, or that week at least, I played hooky one afternoon because I had Latin in the afternoon and had the history class. And I went to the show. Well, then I went back the next day. And when you go back, you got to go to the principal's office with an excuse, you see, from your mother or from your guardian, in this case, my grandmother. And then he'll sign a slip that'll admit you to these classes, and you can't get back in those classes without that slip, see? And so I went to the class, and she would, give the roll call, you see. I mean, call everyone's name, and you answered present in Latin. And so when she called me, I answered present. I noticed her look at her book and look at me and look at her book and look at me, and then said, erase something there and mark me present yesterday. And then I did the same thing in the other class. I had the two classes. And I did that the rest of the semester, and they never missed me.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's CD titled, Whatever You Need, God's Got It. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set entitled, It Shall Come to Pass. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled, Your Faith in God Will Work. These three items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, we were in a Living Faith conference back in October. Yes. In Missouri, and we just got a testimony, and it's an awesome testimony. I just want to read it to you. This testimony is from Vicki, which was a guest at our conference, and this is what she said. I attended the Living Faith conference at Faith Christian Family Church in Warrington, Missouri. I so enjoyed the messages from both of you. I made every meeting. Your preaching was stellar. It filled my heart and resonated with me. Friday evening, I was healed. The first sign was not even on my radar. I had surgery on my right arm 25 years ago. I lost use of this arm, being able to raise it above my head. The surgery was not exactly successful, so I always locked my right elbow to my side in order to raise my right hand. I didn't think about it anymore. The first sign of healing was my right arm raised up completely over my head. Wow, she says. When you placed your hand on my head, I felt a sensation. I felt power shooting from your fingertips, but also some discomfort. I had a headache for about 2 minutes and then it cleared. I have suffered from brain fog and fatigue since I had COVID. I now feel clear-headed. I've had chronic autoimmune issues since age 38. I'm 65. Part of these are Crohn's disease and autoimmune arthritis, especially in my hips, among other issues. During the conference, I had severe hip pain and weakness. I had to use my cane to walk. After the healing, I felt pain-free and steady. I didn't need my cane to walk. Hooray! I know that God is continuing to heal me every minute of the day. And I purchased your book, How to Keep Your Healing. I'm ready to stand against the evil one. I'm strong in my faith, although I have a lot to learn. I love my Bible. God is good. Thank you for sharing your healing and knowledge with me, Vicki.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, The Holy Spirit Series. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.